This is Colourful.
Just to reiterate, I am broadcasting live from the World Travel Market, one of 50,000 attendees. So it's absolutely huge here. 5,000 exhibitors as well. And today's focus is Africa and the Middle East. And I'm here now, actually, at the Iraqi tourism stand. And I'm with Haider Al-Hassani. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that name correctly. And he's from the Iraqi tourism. A very good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Now, the reason why he is my first interviewee is because when I spoke to Fiona Jeffrey, who is the chairperson of World Travel Market, she did tell me that Iraq is the destination that a lot of people are actually going to. So, Haider, my first question to you is, why Iraq? Why are so many people interested to visit Iraq?
Thank you very much for this interview. Fiona is completely right. In fact, the importance of Iraq becomes as a most important destination in tourism field comes from his long history. Iraq was created 7,000 years ago. And these 7,000 years ago means a lot of things. It means history, it means civilizations, it means so many kinds of people lived in this area. The second thing is that Iraq has two main rivers, that is Euphrates and Tigris. From these two rivers, the very ancient civilizations came there. In addition to this history, we have, in fact, the most attractive destination is Iraq, which are found in the north of Iraq. They are the summering resorts, and you have the high mountains, very different area in the sense of the climate and in the sense of nature. This is from the point of view, historical point of view, from the natural point of view. In the south of Iraq, we have the meeting of these two rivers to form the Gulf Sea, and the Gulf Sea is the most attractive area or destination in that area. This is the most important three points. In fact, in spite of all the situations, the bad situations that Iraq faced in the last 40 years, but Iraq, because of his long history, because of his long civilization, succeeded to survive. And now he is recovering again. Now tourism is starting again in Iraq. After 2003, the new regime, in fact, we just had only 1 year that we were having problems in that. But after 2004, everything is changed. Now, because of this, this is the most important thing, that was security. Because of this security, now we began to receive, for example, Iraq Tourism Board daily receives 600 visitors from the neighborhood countries. If you come to live in Iraq, you will see. If you ask your friends in US, in Canada, here in UK, in the east of Africa, ask them, what did you see in Iraq? They will see, they will tell you that they spend at least 10 days in Iraq without having any political or insecure problem. They came to Iraq, they visited Iraq, they enjoyed the sights, and they left Iraq to their homes with the full security.
So, Haider, are you saying that the images we see on television and the press are untrue?
Yes. In fact, we can say they are untrue about... There are some problems, but not like what the media describe for people. We live in Baghdad, and Baghdad, as you know, is the capital of Iraq. It has the most important destinations, the old palaces, the old mosques, the old museums in Iraq. Everything is in Baghdad, is there. And the scenes which you see in the TV or on the satellite channels are not giving the truth of these things. Maybe these are all of them are old scenes.
Okay. Now, I know that 1.3 million people actually visited Iraq last year. And I understand that you have a plan for 700 hotels by 2014.
That's right. In fact, after 1990, we got the economic sanctions in Iraq. Because of these sanctions, all the development areas stopped in Iraq. Because of this, we stopped building new hotels. But now, we began to rebuild the old hotels, the five-star hotels like Ishtar Sheraton, Palestine Meridian, Mansour Milia, Sadir Novotel, Baghdad Hotel, in addition to the five-star hotels in the governments like in Najaf, for example, Qasr al-Dur Hotel, in Karbala, Safir Hotel, in the south, that is the south area hotel. Now the government and Iraq Tourism Board is thinking to increase this number, and inshallah, if everything is going on, and we hope so, we are completely sure of this, we are going to increase the number of the hotels.
So Haider, where can our listeners find out more about the Iraqi Tourism Board and more importantly the fantastic destinations we can visit in Iraq?
In Iraq, let's come from the north to the south. In Iraq you can visit from the north, we have the summering resorts in Erbil, in Sulaymaniyah, in Kirkuk, Duhok, Mosul. All these areas have very nice resorts, and when you come to these resorts you feel that you are in a different in a different area of earth, because of the mountains, because of the foundations, because of the springs water. Now when you come from the north to the middle of Iraq, you will find Baghdad, and Baghdad the Circle City. In this Circle City, you will find the two main rivers, you will find the old museums, you will find some historical and religious sites like the graveyards of some imams and religious people. Then when you reach to Babylon, Babylon itself is a history, because Babylon has got the civilization of the Assyrian and the Sumerian civilizations. In Babylon, you will find the great sites of history, the Lion of Babylon, and the most important sites. And when you come from the middle to the south, now the sites become more and more, especially the historical sites.
This is Colorful.